Well, when I first heard about the trip was through Mr. Botea.
The Chileans have been sending students to Antarctica over 10 years, and they want to share this experience, and they invited the United States.
Just like the thought of going to Antarctica was totally like mind-boggling.
The National Science Foundation gets involved in trying to send us down there.
One of the flights, I just all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to Chile. When I wake up, there's going to be mountains. I think the first thing that maybe hit me was that all of the signs were in Spanish.
It's like, yeah, we're in a different part of the world now.
I think it was arriving to Santiago when Spanish exploded all around them. I think that's when it actually hit them.
We ran into some of the students that we were going to be working with. In Chile, you greet people by kissing them on the cheek. It definitely startled me when these students came up to me and started kissing me.
It's just like, whoa, really close contact, really fast.
I can't even like believe how far south we are.
We got into Punta Arenas in the evening.
Very southernmost tip of Chile.
Every meal, we'd all be pretty much at the same tables.
That was, I think, the moment for me when it really hit, oh, like we're here and we're going to be doing cool stuff. And these are the cool people that we're going to be hanging out with. It was funny because Anna is much better at understanding other people talk, and I'm better, a little bit better at speaking, so we're like the perfect team.
Big, fat, mama llama.
Somebody would say something, and then I would tell Claire what it would mean, and then she would respond. So I'm a Girl Scout. I brought down a case of cookies to share with them because I thought that'd be fun. They were so excited. They thought, you know, they had this image of like Girl Scouts in uniform selling cookies, and they thought that only existed in movies. They're like, you're real? This is awesome.
I want to be a Girl Scout.
Right away, we were really busy with going to different events.
So our goal was to go to Antarctica and have them do science along real researchers.
So we did some lab work at ENOCH, which is the Chilean Antarctic Institute, which was supposed to be in preparation for what we were going to do in Antarctica. So that was some like protein work with plants. That was an interesting experience too, just because it was all in Spanish.
You could tell, even though there was a language barrier, like our interests kind of gapped that barrier.
The day we were in the lab was the day people started getting sick.
When I first got sick, it was just like, dang, I better get better before we go the next day.
I didn't think there was a problem because I thought, you know, an American stomach in a foreign country, it's okay. We're just gonna hydrate him and he's gonna be fine.
Multiple other girls were starting to get sick and we had to go to a hospital there because we were sick. We couldn't endanger the researchers there, so we had to be, they wouldn't let us go to Antarctica pretty much.
I was really disappointed.
It was pretty like devastating.
After a couple hours, I was like, oh, we're gonna have a good time anyway.
They said, well, since you might not be coming back, we should make a plan B for you guys to still have a great time.
We went to Torres del Paine National Park.
And has these crazy jagged mountains with like waterfalls and stuff.
It was really windy.
Like the windiest I've ever felt. We were leaning into the wind and it was pushing us back.
We spent an entire day there. It was gorgeous.
I think I saw like 30 to 40 new types of birds. I'm really into birds.
We went to a penguin colony on an island in the Strait of Magellan. Obviously, it wasn't our main goal for the trip, but we were all thinking, you know, we can't go home without seeing penguins.
That was like the symbol of the trip, like seeing penguins. So when we saw that, it was like, we still saw penguins.
It was super cool. And the penguins were adorable. I took so many videos of them walking, just their little.
As the trip was wrapping up, we kind of did a little bit of a look back on the trip.
We were able to definitely turn it around and have a great view of what we did accomplish on the trip.
And they learn about themselves, they learn about science, they learn about different cultures.
So yeah, it was definitely kind of eye-opening, like this is sort of what I want to do when I'm older.
We did learn a bit of science, learned about culture, and it was really awesome. We were at the national park and I was telling Juan, as far as school field trips go, A+.